But past 8 on RSM Breakfast with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan. Brisbane and St Kilda went at it in their first NAB Challenge match yesterday. And arguably, Mick, now we didn't see it on television, but we're told by everyone that the best man on the ground was Lewis Taylor. And he's just dropped out. So he's going to join us in just a moment. He was on the line, but he's an outstanding young player, Mick, and, of course, the NAB rising star from 2014.
Well, what I like about him, Chris, he's energetic. He's just up and about. He's bouncy. He just wants to get to a lot of contests. He runs the right patterns as a crummer. But he also knows how to snag a goal, and that's always one thing you've got to do when you're in that small forward line area. You've got to put pressure on defensively, but also be creative when you get your opportunity, and that's what Lewis Taylor does.
Well, he's with us now. Lewis, good morning. Is that right? You were best man on the ground yesterday?
Oh, I don't know about best man, but no, I don't know. It was good to get a hit out with the boys and, get the win, I suppose. But, yeah, it's good to get a hit out.
Oh, you're very modest, mate, but you must have been happy in all seriousness that first game, always good to get a kick.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, and I was... I could get a few touches, that's for sure. But, it was good to practice the game plan. That was a big thing for us going into it, which we practiced. And obviously with Beams and Robertson coming in, it was just good to try the midfield combination as well, which was good. So.
We'll talk about Beams a little bit later on, Lewis, in this interview. But tell us about the adjustments you have made from a style perspective.
Look, not too much with our game plan and stuff like that. I mean, we had to learn that pretty much from scratch last year, so it's a lot easier for us going into so this year. We know it, we're doing a lot more, but we want to play quick football, keep the opposition guessing the whole time, and I suppose our game plan is just handy because we know it's pretty predictable to each other, and this year it's a lot more natural to us, that's for sure.
It's always interesting, isn't it, when you want to play quick and probably try to force the defenders to shift their positioning but also defend, you've still got to execute the perfect kick further afield. Was it scrappy on the weekend, that element of your game?
Yeah, definitely. We were a bit scrappy, that's for sure. So we sort of expected that. That was our first sort of hit-out. So we missed a intra-club against ourselves because of rain and that sort of thing. But, it was a bit scrappy, which... hopefully we can fix up in the next couple of weeks.
How's your preparation been going into this season?
Yeah, I've done the full pre-season, which has been good. So it's been pretty tough. It's been nice and warm up here, that's for sure. But we've all got through and, we're all feeling pretty fit. So hopefully we can start 2015 off with a good start, that's for sure.
We've heard down here, Lewis, that you've had an exceptionally hard pre-season. Can you elaborate on what you've done, and is that true that is the case?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose, for me personally, I didn't really do much of the running last year, so I've done all the running and that sort of thing this year, and I'm just, feeling a lot better and covering the ground a lot better. So, it's not just me as well. All the boys are looking fit and we're all running pretty well, so... hopefully that can help us run our games a lot better and stretch teams a lot further this year in 2015. So,
arguably the biggest name to transfer clubs was Dane Beams, Lewis. Tell us about what he has been like, not only on the field but off the field.
Yeah, look, he's been good. A premiership player and a lot of experience and obviously one of the best players in the comp. So to get him up to the club was massive and, just his knowledge of the game and what he can, provide for this club is good to listen to. And he was also good on the weekend. I think he led our possessions and that sort of thing. So he's going to provide a bit of grunt in the midfield and hopefully we can get it going our way with Rockcliffe and, Ace and these sorts as well. So it's going to be good to have him up here.
Has he been vocal in team meetings, et cetera, just sharing that knowledge he's gained over the last few years?
He definitely, has his input and stuff like that. I wouldn't say he's sort of the loudest character, but what he does say is pretty important and worth listening to. So what he says is really good. So
Lewis, the other one I'm interested in, how did Daniel Rich go? I reckon he's one of your most important players. I see he had 20 possessions. Did he start at half back and play mostly there?
Yeah, he did. Now he was good running off the half back. Provided a bit of run, which we didn't have last year off the half-back line. So, it was good to see him back out there with that big left foot, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a penetrating player and he's a target hitter. It's always important. Tell us about Matthew Leuenberger. He's one of your most exciting players as well. Let's hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's right. Big Louie, obviously done the knee last year, so he's fine at the moment. He's running well and moving well. So as I said, everyone's a bit scratchy, that's for sure. But a couple more games under the belt, we should be travelling all right, hopefully.
How did Mitch Robinson fit in?
Yeah, he was good. Made a couple of big hits, that's for sure. And you know what you get with him. He's hard at it, and he's pretty vocal as well, which is a good thing for us. And he's just out there having a crack, which is great.
What about off the field? I reckon he's a bit out there, Louis.
Mitch Robbo, yeah, well, he's a bit different, but he's fit in really well, and he provides a bit of a spark around the club, that's for sure. Picks the place up and a bit of a laugh, so that's all you can ask.
What about a replacement? You can't really replace Jonathan Brown, I suppose, but how do you think your forward setup will look this season?
I think it'll be a bit different. I mean, we got Staker who played. We didn't play last year, so he was out there, he was sub, but Michael Close played. And we also got Jono Freeman who's coming off a back injury, and Luke McGuan was also down there as well. So we're just trying to find that forward mix at the moment, and hopefully the next couple of games we can sort that out. So by round one we're right. We know what we've got down there.
So is Luke playing more forward than back? Is he Lewis?
Yeah, definitely. He played forward, so he came on after half time and had a bit of a run around, and he was actually quite good as well. So we're just trying to sort that forward combination out.
Yeah, it's a big challenge for you. There's no doubt about that. Tell us about the mosquito fleet. Yourself, Joshy Green, also Dane Zorko. You guys are very exciting to watch. He's all fit and healthy.
Yeah, no, we're all travelling pretty well. So we all played on the weekend and just try to get amongst them and try and split the defence, I suppose. But no, we're travelling all right. We're a tight bunch. We're keen to get into round one and play the Pies at the Gabba here on Saturday night. So we're all itching for round one, that's for sure.
Lewis, a lot of people talk about the second year Blues. You had such an outstanding last year, as we said earlier, winning the NAB Rising Star. What are your own personal ambitions or achievements or even goals for this season, just to ensure that you keep the momentum going?
Yeah, look, my main goal was to get through a pre-season and that sort of thing. But I suppose going into the season, it's just to find sort of consistency, and I want to play every game again this year. So just keep fit and healthy, and with the second year Blues, I'm going to have me good and bad games, but I'm not going to worry about that sort of stuff too much. It doesn't faze me, but just go out there and get my job done and try and play consistent footy and play my role. So.
Was there any names that didn't play that we could expect to see round one, Lewis, on the weekend?
Yeah, Steph Martin. He got rested. He just had a bit of a sore knee, pulled up from training, but he's been training really well and running really well. And Matt McGuire, who got rested as well, so you should see those couple of names pop back in. Which will be handy, so to give Leuenberger a chop out when Steph's in the ruck as well, which will be handy.
Tell us how you pulled up after your first practice match.
Yeah, I pulled up pretty sore personally. It's pretty hard out there at Burfingary. So,
now, where is that exactly, Lewis?
Oh, it's towards the Sunshine Coast. It's about 40 minutes out. So it's not too bad, 40 minutes. But.
And the ground was pretty hard, was it?
Yeah, I don't know how deep on it, but there's concrete under the ground, so I thought it was going to be hard. So haven't thought that one through.
And what was the atmosphere like? It's great to take footy to these areas and allow everyone in the country to really have a look at AFL football. Was there a decent crowd there?
Well, yeah, they reckon they got 6,000 there, so a few rocked in late, I think. But, it was good. The crowd sort of got into it there, and it ended up being a pretty close game. So it was good for the fans as well, and we got a few out there, which was good to see. So,
Lewis, where's Alan Christensen at?
Yeah, he's back in training. I think he'll be right for next week as well. So it'll be good to see him run around, and if he can get a run through the midfield and forward line, it'll be good to see him play. He's been, he's come into training. Looks like he hasn't missed a beat. He's just silky smooth and got good skills and that sort of thing as well. So looking forward to seeing him play.
And, of course, we saw four umpires at your match. Did you even notice? Did you have a comment on how that worked, how they worked together?
Look, I didn't even notice myself.
That's probably a good thing, mate.
Yeah, that's right. No, it seemed all right to us. They were fine. So, I didn't even notice. So that's first to me.
And, of course, members, you're about to hit 20,000 members for the Brisbane Lions, up on about 1,500 on the same time last year. So, mate, that's great news. Would encourage everyone to get along, become a member of the Brisbane Lions. And, of course, you've got the big round one fixture against Collingwood. And 3,500 already sold, more than double the amount sold last year at the same time for the first home game against the Cats. So Melbourne fans can get their tickets to the Jonathan Brown tribute lunch. Now, that's happening on Friday, May the 8th. It's at Crown Palladium. Special guest host will be Lee Matthews. So to get your ticket and go along and pay tribute to one of the greatest of all, Jonathan Brown, go to lions.com.au. And you, I'm sure, Lewis, would encourage everyone, particularly our Melbourne listeners who barrack for the Brisbane Lions, to jump on board with the membership.
Yeah, definitely right. We're, as you said, we're travelling on, so as many as we can get on board and support the Lions for 2015, the better. So, yeah, definitely jump on board and hopefully we can have a big season for you.
What's it like without having Jonathan Brown in the locker room, mate? Barking instructions.
No, look, it's a bit different, but, you know, he's been popping in once a week, so we, we missed a big fella in there, but he's going well, so.
Have you got an impersonation for us?
Oh, I do, yeah, but I don't know how it'll go, but, yeah, Kyle's, go get the eggs or something like that.
So. Fantastic. Good on you, Lewis. Good to have a chat, mate. Well done with your win yesterday. Good luck for the season.
Yeah, cheers, fellas. Thanks for that.
Good on you. Lewis Taylor, one of the young stars for the Brisbane Lions, last year's NAB Rising Star, and started off well with arguably the best player for Brisbane in yesterday's NAB Challenge match against St Kilda.